You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cabinet, as part of its policy reset on Wednesday, announced minimum wage would be rising $1.50, up to $2.20 an hour to match inflation. Many are welcoming the increase, but Unite Union says it's not enough for workers just to match inflation. I spoke to National Secretary John Crocker about this latest rise.
Well, it means a lot for workers who are on the minimum wage. It's a significant increase. $1.50 is the highest we've ever seen. But it's got to be looked at in the context of the economics we're facing at the moment. It's 7.1% increase in the minimum wage. That's just keeping level with inflation. So it's very necessary. It's not moving them forward. It's just what's needed for them to stay afloat.
What industries are most impacted by minimum wage rises?
I think the big two that you'd probably think of would be hospitality and retail. A lot of those workers... A lot of those employers would like to employ people on minimum wage, and there's plenty of work in those sectors, so that's what they're trying.
How has inflation impacted minimum wage workers thus far?
It's been very, very severe. Workers who are on the minimum wage, they tend to spend most of their money, so the price is going up. That affects them more than people who are, some price has gone up and some are throwing in a bank or something like that. So inflation's been high for about half of last year, seeing very high numbers, 7.2%. That's the highest in a generation. People aren't used to this. And we're seeing a lot of prices go up. You see it in the supermarket bills, or just utility bills, gas. It's all very expensive, and it's all impacting these workers who are on the lower wages.
Many companies have been expressing concern that they will be unable to pay workers in the case of a minimum wage increase. Is this a valid concern?
I don't think it is. I think businesses need a social license to operate, really. And if $1.50 is going to break the bank, then the problem is somewhere else. That business may not be viable for another reason. And frankly, if it's MO, if it's the way it operates is to pay people the absolute legal minimum, keeping in mind the minimum wage is not a living wage, I'm not sure those businesses should be in operation.
Unite Union has also been involved in fighting for worker pay agreements. How is progress on that front?
Well, we're about to enter a very major round of bargaining for us. So the major fast food companies are up. So McDonald's, KFC will be bargaining for them over the next few months. And then later in the year, we'll be looking at establishing a fair pay agreement for hospitality more broadly, which should be the first of its kind. It'll be a great opportunity for lots of workers in that sector to reconnect with the union and improve their terms and conditions. That's what we're looking at the moment. It's quite useful. Some of our agreements are tied to the minimum wage, so when it goes up, the pay rises are passed on automatically to the workers.
2022 has also seen record profits for large major companies like supermarkets, banks and power companies. How does this tie into inflation?
I think it's something that we've got to keep at the front of our mind when we have these discussions, because we're talking about a rise for minimum wage workers who would be among the poorest workers in New Zealand, and we're talking, is this going to put pressure on a company? Is this going to have inflationary pressure? When we should actually be looking at these record corporate profits, which will be having a much larger effect on inflation. It's not okay in our society for the rich to be creaming it while the poor are struggling. I don't think many New Zealanders would want to live like that. And so we really have to keep that in context. When you're having those conversations, whether it's on social media or with, your uncle who's mildly racist, talking about keeping the poor down, you need to bring that up, that actually we've got record corporate profits, banks and power companies, it's just utilities or groceries. People need to eat. And we can't just focus on the poor and keeping them down. The idea that people wouldn't get a minimum wage rise to keep pace with inflation is a suggestion that the rich should get richer and the poor should pick up the tab for inflationary conditions. It's not right.
That was John Crocker from Unite Union on the latest minimum wage increase.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.